This is Kelly Henderson, and you are listening to At Home on Velvet's Edge. In the midst of this coronavirus pandemic, I think it's important for all of us to know that we are all in this together, and there is not one person who isn't being affected by this. In this series, I'm talking to celebrities and artists about what they are doing and how they are staying positive during this isolation period. It's a look into the day in the life, and I think you guys will be surprised at just how similar their days and emotions look to the rest of the world. This week, I'm talking to my fellow Louisianian country music artist, Jordan Davis. Jordan's career took off with his number one platinum hit, Singles You Up, and he's continuing to kill it on the charts now with Slow Dance in the Parking Lot. We talked about everything from having a new baby at home during isolation to his love of Tiger King on Netflix. Here's our conversation, and go Tigers. Okay, so my fellow Louisianian, this is so fun to talk to another LSU person.
Yeah, that's great. Go Tigers.
Go Tigers. I said to my mom the other day that the good news for us is even if this fall football season gets canceled, at least we can just replay last season. We have a good season to replay.
Well, I think it just rolls over, so we then become back-to-back champions.
I love this mentality. This is great. Yes.
Yeah.
So without, you know, sports and touring happening, what kind of other stuff have you been doing to occupy your time right now?
I mean, I'm a new dad. I've got a 4-month-old at the house.
So, yeah.
I've been busy hanging with her, which has been awesome.
Yeah.
And then also, we did start a tour at the beginning of this year. So it pretty much put us on the road pretty early in January. And then, we were gone pretty much every weekend leading up until they shut us down. So
right.
Being at home now, there was a lot of things that I've been trying to catch up on, and but mainly just kind of spending time with them. You know, it's been a really busy, not just past year, really past couple years. So
right.
The downtime is as you know, it's not ideal, but it is great to get a little more time with them.
Yeah. So you're kind of just leaning into this time at home, it sounds like.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And I really think that's the only way to go about it. You know, it's for the first couple of days, like I was bummed out. You know, we had some great touring set up and some fun shows that we were looking forward to. But,
right.
You know, I mean, it's just kind of the way the chips fell. And I realized a couple of days in that it was just like, you know, nothing good is going to come out of this but to sit around and pout about not being on the road.
Right.
So now it's just kind of, you know, family time and kind of shifting gears to write more music and maybe, you know, maybe something great will come out of it.
Well, speaking of writing more music, I saw a tweet that you put out the other day that you're trying to get a co-write with the Tiger King. So this is where coronavirus has led us, huh?
Yeah. Have you watched that show?
Okay, I watched the first episode just because it's been it's everywhere on Instagram, Twitter. You can't escape it. So I'm trying to get into it. Does it get better after the first episode?
I don't want to say yes. But, you know, it's one of those, it really is just so wonderfully terrible that for me that it sucked me in. But
yeah,
if you got a couple hours to kill and want to watch some pointless television.
Well, don't we all right now?
I know. Yeah. So if there's ever a time to watch a totally ridiculous show.
It's right now.
I would tune into the Tiger King.
Okay. The characters themselves are obviously fascinating. The first episode, I just kept saying to myself, this can't be real, right? Like this, these are not real people.
Yeah. That's if you keep watching, you'll continue to say that.
Okay. I did see too that you and your wife are going to be hosting a happy hour on Instagram. I keep saying, making the joke that my happy hours keep getting earlier and earlier in the day, but what kind of things are you guys going to be talking about?
So we just released a new song, a song I wrote not long after I met Kristen. So it's going to be just kind of based around that.
Yeah.
But also, you know, I think we're both kind of going stir crazy, and we've both take any type of kind of interaction right now. So,
yeah.
You know, logging on for an hour and just kind of hanging out. Answering some questions and kind of just telling people what we're doing, you know, some things we're working on, some as far as, you know, just being stuck at home and life with a 4-month-old, during this. So just kind of everything is going to be kind of an open book.
Yeah, I've seen that with a lot of artists. They're really missing the connection with the fans. Like, that's something you guys are used to getting every weekend. So thank God we have these Instagram lives and all these other ways to actually connect with people still. Is there something that you and Kristen are doing each day? I mean, you just mentioned connection, but is there something specific that you guys do to not get just so negative and bogged down? I know for me, like, if I'm just feeling so isolated sometimes, I can get kind of dark. So is there something that you guys are doing to stay out of that?
I think we're both focusing on just kind of like quiet time, just kind of, either reading or, just spending some time by yourself and just kind of reflecting, everything, not just my life. And that sometimes I kind of forget about that, as far as with Kristen, being on the road and running and gunning. I like to think that my world and my life gets busier than everybody's just because I'm not home, when that's really not
right.
The case. And, Kristen's just as busy as I am.
Yeah. Just different.
It's just a totally different thing. So we've both been kind of just focusing on whether it be in the morning. I kind of like to get up in the morning and spend some time by myself, and Kristen's more towards the afternoon. So just kind of really focusing on those things of just a lot more me time.
Yeah. Have you been surprised by any of the emotions that may have come up? I don't think a lot of us stop like that. So it's interesting to see what comes up when you actually sit still for a second.
No, 100%. And it's true. Journaling is, I think, one of the best things you could do for anybody, to kind of, whether it be a goal or whether it be something that's bugging you, anything. I think when you put it down on paper, it helps a lot. And the reason why I feel like, or at least for me, my main reason was like, I was always too busy to do it, to where now
right.
I have no excuse. So it is kind of cool to wake up and just open up a blank sheet of paper, a Word document, and, read a little bit, spend some time with yourself and just kind of type some stuff out or write some stuff out as, goals, problems, things you want to get better at.
Yeah.
Like you said earlier, everybody's running so wide open. I hope that everybody does take this as the positive of it is maybe slowing down and maybe realizing where we were running so wide open, where we probably shouldn't have been.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of been some of the positives that I've taken away.
Yeah, I love that. What is it like to be a new dad and look at your daughter and kind of this crazy world? Like, what does that feel like? What are you thinking about for her?
I mean, it's a totally different world than what we grew up in.
Yeah.
And I mean, just as far as, and I think for me, golly, for both of us, social media is such an important part of what we both do. And it's in some, and there's positives of that, and there's a lot of negatives of that as well. And,
sure.
So I'm kind of just, I don't know, it's going to be a weird parenting thing to learn, because it's not like we can, call our parents and say, hey, what do we do? Or, it's kind of like, this is just we're kind of on the front end of this.
Right. And, there's no roadmap for this gun.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's crazy to see what, and I can only imagine where it's going to be whenever she can actually use that,
Right.
But I think it's just going to be a mix of taking the good and erasing the bad or not even paying attention to it, because unfortunately that is one of the parts of it.
Yeah. Well, before all this coronavirus stuff hit, you were on quite a roll. You had two back-to-back platinum number one songs. You had singles You Up and Take It From Me. Your current single, Slow Dance in the Parking Lot, is top five and still climbing. This is all really exciting. And your debut album, Home State, is out now. I hear that you might have some new music coming out in May?
Yeah, we're releasing an EP that I've had for a little bit. It's been a batch of songs that I've been really, really proud of and wanting to get out. But, you know, one of the, it's kind of the blessing and the curse of having the success of Home State and the success of the singles is we haven't, you know, well, I say we, it's, I haven't wanted to move on from it.
And, yeah.
And there's still a lot of songs on that album that I wish we could have singled or spent more time kind of highlighting, but just the way that music's going now. And, so we kind of held on to the record for a little while. So in the meantime, still writing a lot. And yeah, this EP coming out is, it's got some of the, I think the best songs that I've ever written. And, I'm excited to get it out and excited to give something new to the fans. I think that's the main win out of this.
Well, I'm sure after this isolation, all of us are going to need some new music. I know I've replayed album after album after album. So yeah, new music will be good. Hopefully touring will get back up and running soon. So, but without knowing what's next, what is the ideal next thing for you? Would you say?
Obviously, getting back out, on the road as soon as possible is the priority. But, also, you know, my band and crew, you know, we've become really, really close, over the past 3-4 years of going out and playing music. And I think that's one of, you know, finding a way to take care of those guys.
Yeah.
You know, 'cause it's just a weird time and that's something that's never really happened. And I feel like they're sometimes the guys that kind of get forgotten about in this. And,
right.
I'm trying to think of kind of creative ways to make sure that they're taken care of, which is kind of top on the priority list right now. And then also just, continuing to write, with a bunch of downtime like this, you know, it kind of makes me want to make another record, which I feel like that is kind of like you're saying, the good thing about this is I feel like when we do come out of this, we are going to have a lot of music.
Yeah. Jordan Davis and Tiger King. I'm waiting for it.
God, what a dream that would be.
Well, where can people keep up with your touring stuff? And then where can people go to see this question and answer with you and Kristen?
So we're going to run it through my Instagram,
okay.
Jordan Davis Official. And then my website's jordandavisofficial.com, and that'll link you to Twitter and Instagram, and also have tour dates whenever we get cranking. And, the Instagram is probably the best way to keep up with what all is going on.
To keep up to date. Awesome. We will do it. Jordan, thank you so much for being here.
Awesome, Kelly. Thank you very much.
Thank you guys for listening. Bye.